One thing composer and saxophonist Ornette Coleman is known for is rarely working with piano players. Their chords tend to get in the way of his free-floating improvising. But Coleman plays with pianists on each of his two new CDs. Kevin Whitehead has a review of Coleman's new CD with pianist Jerry Allen, and this one with Joachim Kuhn.
One jazz pianist I know tells a story on himself, of following Ornette Coleman around in the 1970s, bugging the saxophonist to let him play with him. Now, this guy is a very good piano player, but Ornette always put him off, politely but firmly. By my count, till now Coleman has recorded with only five pianists: Paul Blay, Walter Norris, Cedar Walton, David Bryant, and Jerry Allen. Now, 40 years after he started making records, he seems to be getting over his aversion. Coleman guests on two tracks from Jerry Allen's latest CD, a set of duos and trios called Eyes in the Back of Your Head. Ornette Coleman and his critics often give you the impression his music is more mysterious than it is. Folks say his tunes have no chords, but that's not really true. His bluesy melodies have a fixed form, and they imply certain chords, like most any jazz or pop song. The difference is, when Ornette improvises on a tune, he may wander off the chords, or jump to another key, or stretch or shorten the form. Many of his tunes have such weird turns already built in, so it all fits together. Even when he's free improvising with Jerry Allen, he takes little motifs, some borrowed from his own tunes, and twists them this way or that. Jazz piano players are usually expected to lead the soloist a little, to outline the chords as they come up. That won't work with Ornette, so in a way, pianists have to rethink their instrument. Jerry Allen has more practical experience playing with Ornette than almost any piano player, but sometimes she still sounds like she's waiting for him to make the first move. At other times, they dance so well, you lose track of who's leading. That was Ornette Coleman with his regular pianist, Jerry Allen. Coleman and Germany's Joachim Kuhn made their duo CD, called Colors, at only their second concert together. In many ways, Kuhn is a more conventional pianist, but somehow this duo sounds both more secure and more reckless. Kuhn uses a lot of the same tactics that Jerry Allen does: bass lines, loose counterpoint, and lots of chords. He also plays strong rhythmic patterns, almost like drum parts. The logic seems to be, if the rhythm is right, whatever notes Coleman blows over the top will fit it. Kuhn is also wise enough to keep Ornette out front so he can all soak up that beautiful Texas blues sound. Joaquin Kuhn says working with Coleman has been a long-time dream, and you can bet he spent some time dreaming up what he'd do if he ever got the chance. Some folks still insist Ornette is avant-garde, quote-unquote, but come on. He's been making records since the 50s, and as you can hear, he has his favorite licks, like most improvisers. Pianists would have to be a bit dim not to cotton to his method by now. One nice thing about the Ornette Coleman-Joaquin Kuhn duo is how normal it sounds. Plus, you get to hear a whole barrel full of Ornette.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviewed two new CDs featuring Ornette Coleman, Colors and Eyes in the Back of Your Head.